I cannot wait for you to check out my penis.
Check out my cock.
Hey, bitch.
Bitch, look at my cock.
Hey, bitch, why don't you check out my balls? Why don't you check out my balls? Let's go to Blockbuster and maybe check out a movie called My Balls and Dick.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mr. and Mrs. Molestrios, your son told one of the girls at school to go to Blockbuster and check out a movie called His Balls.
How does he even know about Blockbuster? He's been gone.
This is a period piece, Adam.
Oh. This Molestrios. Is in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you on the writing staff?
I thought I was. Molestrios?
No. We're introducing a new segment for Adam where he reads us the weather for the week.
Yep, I got that under.
What do we have, Adam?
So what's the weather coming up? Adam's weather corner.
All right, so we got an exciting week of weather coming up in the New York area.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We got Thursday, 41 degrees.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding?
Friday, 41 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Saturday, 42 degrees with a little snowflake symbol.
Uh-oh. Wait, is it supposed to snow? The fucking sign on the road said winter weather.
Today?
Today and tomorrow.
I think it might
tonight
snow
and
tonight.
Tonight tomorrow. I would love a nice snow day.
Yeah, you know nice saying? Day off work.
Yeah. Dude. Just make a chili all goddamn day. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for a fucking snow day. I'm making a chili, dude. I love chili. I love crafting a chili uh-huh. overnight. Slow roasting the meats. Although, you know what? I'll probably do chicken chili because I'm
You're
watching
trying
my
to watch
figure.
Your fig.
That's right. Yeah. I'm signed up on MyFitnessPal.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it under 2,000 calories. Yep.
You got an Apple Watch to
I don't.
Track your.
I don't.
Track your
I don't believe in exercise. Abs are made in the kitchen, Adam. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So I will not be exercising ever as a result.
That's
what I take from that saying, abs are made in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. You got to eat as much as possible.
You have to eat, yeah. Because the stronger my stomach... You know how fucking distended my stomach gets?
Uh-huh.
That's maxing out on a rep is when you fill your stomach completely.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to empty it, which most people don't do. And that's taking a very big shit.
Well, that's the end of Adam's weather corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed just getting the opportunity to do the weather. Yeah. It's been a lifelong dream of mine.
It's a big part of the show.
Yep.
I did always like when a radio show had a guy who was the newsman. And ostensibly, he was not to talk the rest of the time, but he would always chime in.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while,
uh-huh.
he would say the stories of the day.
Yeah.
What do you talk? Give me
in a like, for example, a classic example for big Baltimore heads, Baltimore morning radio heads, is Josh Spiegel.
Okay.
Who has survived many incarnations of that morning show.
Yeah, yeah.
As the news guy.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, yeah. It goes
What's going on in the news?
I think he started even before whatever the show Mickey was. Yeah, even before Mickey and Amelia, I think Spiegel popped up.
I don't remember anything prior to Mickey and Amelia. Because when I was a kid, I would listen like exclusively to HFS.
Mm.
That was like the...
Did you guys get Howard Stern in Baltimore?
No.
He wasn't on any stations?
No, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, no, the only way I knew of Howard Stern was from the movie Private Parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I never saw.
Me neither.
And then that show that was
we
like
got
the
on,
censored
like, the rock
version
station.
Of this.
Yes, yes, yeah. Of course. We've talked about this.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I definitely beat off to the censored
Sibian rides.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is crazy. They censored shit, too. But they still just showed bitches
right.
on a Sibian.
Right, coming. Yeah.
Because really the face is
Yeah, that's
all
you need.
Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah, morning radio. We were left to the locals. That's mm-hmm. why I spent a lot of time with the junkies.
Yeah.
You know, you remember those guys?
Mm-hmm.
They would say donkey. They would call people donkeys, and they would say hearting or herding or some fucking uh-huh. bullshit.
I don't remember that. I barely remember HFS.
Elliot
I remember,
the morning.
I remember Johnny Riggs was the HFS DJ. It's so funny how, like, you just become a guy that's, like, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
We're all officially 30 now, dude.
Yeah, no.
The baby, me, has
Welcome
finally
to
turned
the club,
30.
Boys.
But, like, reminiscing on... I remember I used to listen to, like, some radio station in Austin, and it would come on, and I'd, like, be on my commute to work, and, like, the One of the guys from Butthole Surfers was the DJ.
Whoa. Mm. And my man cashed in, got the corporate job.
Yeah, and I remember like numerous times he would find a way to bring up that he was in Butthole Surfers. Yeah. maybe it was a one-off. I just remember hearing that and being like, wow, this is what the Butthole Surfers guy. Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be worse. He could be working at a Radio Shack, dude. Or it'd be Blake.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Riggs got caught with a bunch of child pornography.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's always scandals with those guys. Yeah. There's another guy, I think Stash. Every
DJ.
Rock.
Yeah, every DJ.
He wasn't a child pornography guy, but he like...
That's how he got the name Stash. And you could go either way with that. It could be mustache or it could be a stash of child pornography.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he was... Yeah. We're jerking off to child pornography.
What
here.
Up? You're listening every to morning. Cache on the morning. What's your name, Cache?
Because I've got a secret... I'm a not clearing it for anyone.
A secret storage facility under my bed that's filled with pictures that go back to the 1970s.
Grown men. Accountants, lawyers, I got them as children jerking off.
Yeah. Right, so if the child in a child pornography is now an adult.
Legal, baby.
Then it's legal. Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, this man has a mustache and a family now. Yeah. I should be fine looking at pictures of his uncle sucking him off.
Yeah. That's...
Okay.
If we find out that those kids in those pictures ended up being Trump supporters,
thank
if you're wearing a MAGA hat, yeah, maybe you deserve.
You deserve to be
retroactively
abused as a child and me jacking off to you.
That's,
yeah, spread that MAGA
hole.
I've
been watching a lot of Ellen Page videos, and she's really convinced me.
Oh, dude. We've said it many times, or maybe we haven't, but we'll pay good money for videos of the boys in Covington getting raped.
Yeah.
If you have a video of...
I like to imagine that
let's
Ellen...
Let's wipe that smirk off his face one way or the other.
Ellen Page right
one
now
way
is...
to do that by having him be... Have an adult have sex with him.
Yeah, that's right.
Against his will.
Yeah. Still smiling fucking... What's his name? Joker Man or some shit?
Yeah, Joker Man.
It's something stupid.
Slenderman.
Yeah.
Slenderman?
Yeah.
Nick
yeah.
Slenderman.
It's a dumb name, but
what
anyway.
Is the Slenderman? It's like a tween thing?
Mm-hmm.
They're like
it's a horror
12-year-olds
thing.
Believe in like a skinny man that lives...
Yeah, that kills you with his fingers or something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess we should say I'm ready to get my Bernie bro shit fired back up.
Hell yeah, dude.
If you're a girl out there, you don't like Bernie Sanders, guess who's going to hold you down and rape you at gunpoint? Me, the burn dog.
Yep,
we did get a letter from Bernie. It's like Hogwarts.
Please stop telling people that you're gonna rape them on my behalf.
Yeah, if I see a woman running her mouth about Bernie, I'll just fucking
I'll say this right now. I'm gonna do as much as I possibly can to not pay attention to this election. I probably won't vote. But Cumtown gives a full-throated endorsement, a full deep-throated endorsement,
endorsement
of Bernie Sanders.
Absolutely. Yep. We do not like his policies. We don't know what they are.
Yeah.
He seems to be the candidate that stands
for
being
sexist. Look, I'm a one-issue voter.
There's
white
one
men.
Thing I like.
And he's made guys. It clear.
Yeah.
What he only cares about white men.
He said numerous times, there's no such thing as the black working class. They do not exist.
He said that.
He said that verbatim.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like, you know, Hillary voters proved in 2016 that there's no such thing as minorities that embrace any kind of socialist policies.
Mm-hmm.
That these are things that only white guys,
only white
guys care about.
Rich white men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that really appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's zero, you know, people like AOC or Russian plants, obviously.
100% not real.
Yeah. And she's just fake.
She's also a white man.
She's a white man.
She's a white man.
Wearing a titty costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got, and let me tell you, they got their money's worth on the titty part of that
As
costume.
A woman, I can tell you, looking at AOC, there's no way that woman has better breasts than me. That's not a real woman. There's no way anyone has juicier tits than me. A woman that votes for Hillary.
A woman with a fucking...
It. I love when these
relief pitchers haircut.
These broads, you know, they're complaining about our man Bernie Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. And then they just talk about how tired they are.
Yeah.
Because that's really the goal, is that we want to get them all sleepy.
Tuckered out.
Tuckered out.
Keep that glass ceiling intact.
So then we...
They can't smash through the glass ceiling.
We're just trying to make every woman in this country sleepy.
Glass ceiling, how about this? Why don't we start working with glass floors, right? We throw women to the top positions in business.
You put
a glass floor in there, we can see their pussies.
I love that.
From the mailroom. Yeah?
Okay, I like that.
We got Boss Bitch up there barking rules at everybody. Guess what? I can see your pussy.
I'm looking at your labia, bitch.
I can see your entire vagina.
Yep.
And asshole. And we're beating off down
here. We're voting for
Bernie.
We'd
like to invite every Hillary supporter to one of those cruises with a glass bottom boat, and we will be scuba diving underneath.
Shark costume.
Beating off a shark
dressed
costume.
Like street sharks. I got roller skates on. I'm drowning. You can watch. The bubbles are leaving my body as I beat off. And I'm like, check me, bitch. Check me, bitch.
Bernie,
bitch.
Honestly, I hope that like Kamala and all these fucking losers drop out, and Hillary gets back in there, and we could just play it out again.
Yes,
Hillary versus Bernie.
It's gonna be awesome.
I kind of miss it. Those were
no.
Fun
isn't
days.
Isn't Biden about to get in the mix? Which is awesome.
Yeah,
I love every picture of Biden feeling titties and shit.
Yeah, he's like, there's so many pictures of him molesting people.
Well, it's just so funny. It's like, because then if it's Biden, it's not even like a fucking white guy thing anymore with Bernie. It's just, they just have like some pathological hatred of Bernie Sanders.
Which can
only be one of two things. It's like, you think socialism is bad, or you're an anti-Semite. Those are like the only two options left.
Yeah, because Biden's old as fuck.
Right. And his son,
racism.
Had brain cancer, so he's got
a weak mind.
He's got those bad genes.
Yep. Bad, he passed them on.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, Biden is truly a piece.
I like that. Everybody talks about what a hero John McCain is and how tough he was for going to a POW camp, and then he's like, "I have a headache. I can't do my job anymore. My head hurts. Wow.
Right.
Wow. My head hurts too much to be senator. Oh, really?
Yeah. Grow the
grow
fuck up.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
Dude, how old is he? And he's still not grown up.
Yep. Well, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, I'm glad.
Hey, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
To a soldier.
To a fucking
bitch.
To a real soldier.
A S-O-U-L.
A real no limit.
As you know, 85% of our listeners are first responders.
What was that podcast?
I don't know. Some stupid shit. 85%. Those numbers exist.
Was that the percentage you said?
Number one, there's a way to track that.
Yeah.
And number two, that is true.
That your listeners are 85%.
As you know, 85% of our listeners are military first responders.
He said military or first responders.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a ridiculous claim.
I know. I love it. But yeah, I can't wait for politics, man. I'm about to get my. I want Cory Booker. Does Cory Booker really fuck
guys?
No. Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's gay.
But he was rumored to date that hot ass woman with the big ass titties.
Who? Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, fuck. She's got like a big mouth, big teeth.
Oh yeah, yeah. Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. She was
so
dating
hot.
Eric Andre.
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson.
She's so hot.
I saw a picture of her like a year ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like 2 years ago or whatever. And I was just like looking at it. And like, I guess I haven't seen Rosario Dawson since she was in like Rent, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
never seen Rent.
She was in Rent. Introduced to her in Spike Lee's 25th Hour.
I was introduced to her. I don't remember where, but I was very well introduced to her in the stills from Alexander, where you can see her titties.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh
movie.
Yeah, brother.
With Colin Farrell.
Oh yeah. And Greeks were real mad because they made Alexander sort of gay.
He was gay.
He was definitely gay. Yeah. But I think he just sucked
Greeks
and fucked
gay.
Everyone. Okay. Yeah, we're all gay as shit.
Wait, what were you saying? You saw a picture of her a year ago and she looked good, Nick?
Oh, no. I just like quietly remarked, like, oh, she's gotten old. She's not hot anymore.
No, she's hot.
No, she's hot, dude.
Well, I just said that it was a bad picture or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, you know that monologue from 25th Hour where
Hold
the
on.
Guys...
I don't think Nick was finished talking.
We'll go ahead. The monologue from...
He was clearly speaking.
No, no, it's all right.
He said, and,
It's
Adam.
Not going anywhere.
Okay. He was just saying how he thought she was ugly and then he realized she's still hot.
Well, that's a tale.
Was it going
No, that's not where it was going, but you go ahead.
Oh,
so
sorry, sorry. No, never mind. No, you can go, no, you know, you look, go
I don't
thing.
Care to tell the story.
Well,
just
you go
ahead.
To your thing.
So
what, you go back
no,
to your
I'm,
thing.
Hold on. I'm trying to find this thing somebody
Is it
sent
a
me.
Picture?
Okay.
It's not a picture. I'm looking at, I'm trying to find this Ellen Page article. I think, what's that guy's name? Is it Elijah?
Elijah Dushku?
No.
Elijah Wood?
No, from Twitter. Microsoft incel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is he... did he get banned again?
He's banned for posting child pornography.
God damn it.
For having R.I.P.
Yet another...
Eli, you got to stop doing that, my man.
Eli, yeah, Eli...
Didn't he get banned like a year or two
like
ago?
Like Shane.
Yeah, he always gets
banned.
One
of our famous pedophile fans.
It's a... 85, as you know, 85...
Shout out to pedophile Eli for sending me this article.
At Microsoft Incel.
At Microsoft Incel.
He is a pedophile.
A.K.A. pedophile Eli. For
I think his ad is different.
Well, whatever it is. Find the guy who used to be Microsoft Incel. That guy, whatever he is now, he's a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also want to say shouts out to the cum boy who gave me acid on my birthday. You really came through in the clutch. I kept my...
Shout out to the guy that gave Stav ass on his birthday.
Yeah, that juicy butthole felt so good on my cock.
Mm-hmm.
And
gave him ass.
He wanted me to say that one of his friends
That was
is
a
gay.
Cool move by Eldest to have his birthday party at a crowded bar so everyone thought he was, like, cool.
Oh, so you, it's like,
so you
yeah,
think,
these
like,
are all
oh, all
friends.
These people are here to see Eldest.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't.
Mm-hmm.
No one was there.
Eldest was the star, the bell of the ball.
That was a great fucking... Hey, that was a fun
it
time,
was Eldest's debut.
We looked cute.
His spring debut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Where the fuck is... I want to... He also wanted me to say one of his friends was gay.
Yeah, they all want that. Yeah.
But I can't find the name.
You can't give
the
them what they want.
I do, though.
Because then they keep coming back.
No, he came through
more.
In the fucking clutch, dude.
That's why I don't give homeless people money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because then they're just going to keep coming back saying, ooh, can I, you know, can I have more money? Can I... Hang out with you and your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
And did you hang out with the homeless guy?
You give a bum a dollar.
And what else do you make them do?
What do you mean?
For the money.
Well, obviously you have to make them do a little dance. Sort of a tap dancing routine.
Oh, Sam is a fag, I would like to say.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam who?
That's just what the guy who gave me acid told me to say.
That's your payment. Yeah. Just saying Sam
who's this,
is
who's
a
this
fag.
Guy? Pedophile Mike?
Yeah, pedophile Jimmy. all our fans.
Yeah,
as
shout
you
out.
Know, 85% of our fans are first responder pedophiles. Yeah, yeah. USMC pedophile first responder.
85% of our fans are military first graders. they're either tier one operators. Or 6 years old.
fuck. Should we fucking enlist?
Yeah. I'll enlist, dude.
Dude. I just watched Sicario.
What's the oldest you
I
can be?
I just watched Sicario.
Sicario.
And it was like, I was like, damn, maybe I should be on like a fucking illegal ass fucking black ops squad.
Dude, I would love
people.
To. I would love to be fucking Josh Brolin in that movie.
Dude, he rules.
Sicario
just a complete
is
spoof.
DEA?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
DEA huh? or CIA?
CIA.
They're CIA?
It's about an FBI agent
FBI.
That's like brought in on a task force.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, you don't really know too much about the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
As a stupid person, you would know.
I know all about intelligence. I know a lot about the day of the
soldado. How funny is that the FBI goes around calling themselves the intelligence community?
That is awesome. That does rule, actually. I never considered that.
That's
we're part of a program called SNOE. And it stands for the smartest,
snow program.
Snow protocol.
Snow protocol.
The smartest, anyways, you know what it stands
on
for.
On Earth. Yeah, we were all pretty fucked up when we came up with that one.
Yeah, you can email me at agentjohnson@snoe.fbi.gov.
The intelligence community. Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in the intelligence community.
Half of them are just like trying to you know, pretend to be little girls in chat rooms, right? So they can,
yeah, that's mostly what the FBI
hardworking
does.
Pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Is that so? Is watch that what out, they do?
Pedophile Eli.
They arrest a lot of retarded Muslims.
Who, right? The FBI?
And send them to Gitmo. Mm-hmm. Like,
mostly Gitmo is like just a puzzle room.
Yeah.
It's just mostly it's just like blocks and...
Didn't they sort of harass like some Muslim guys after 9/11 that were like straight up
of course.
65 IQ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tricked the guy into like fake doing a terrorist attack. And then they arrested him for doing a terrorist attack. That's actually a pretty fun. I gotta salute that move, honestly.
No, there was a handful of them that were like borderline entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if any of them have been like determined to be entrapment by the courts.
No, they got away with it all.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
It's a fucked up world. After watching Sicario, I realized. Mm-hmm. It's a fucked up world out there, man.
Yeah, who's the good guys, who's the bad guys?
Who's the good guys, who's the bad guys?
You know, the ending of Sicario is great, though.
It really fucking is.
That he's just some other fucking, like, drug dealer or whatever.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's just getting revenge.
He's a hitman who wants revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
The CIA's like, yeah, we could use this to our
advantage.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. I can't wait for the I haven't seen the second
one. It's out already.
I heard it's bad.
It's been out for
Shut
a year.
The fuck
the
up.
Day of the Soldado.
It's not bad, Adam. Shut the fuck up.
I heard the second one.
Shut
bad.
The fuck up,
I didn't
Adam.
See it. I didn't see it.
Don't say it's bad.
I said I heard it's
well,
bad.
You're fucking bringing negative energy into this fucking podcast. And I
like
appreciate
to go into
it.
Every movie thinking it's bad, and then I could be pleasantly surprised.
No.
Apparently, they had to remove the want to see meter from the new Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's mad it's a woman.
From what I've read, is that they're mad that she has bad feet.
Really?
Yeah, just gross looking.
Does Brie Larson have bad feet?
According to what I've heard.
She seems hot to me. Brie, if you're out there, I'll suck your toes.
Dasha
girl.
Hates her.
Why?
She hates her.
Why?
Apparently she's a big cunt.
Oh, so also what? This bitch is just going to be named after cheese?
Brie, yeah.
That is a good point.
She had a big like anti-groping like thing under Me Too against sound guys that put on your like actresses' lav mics.
Shut up.
She's like, yeah, they graze.
Hey, that's part of the job, baby.
What if
that's one of the perks of the gig.
She had another like thing about like getting hit on by a TSA agent, like a tweet or something, which is like you're just shitting on peasants. You're just
dude,
like
so many of the guys at MSG would cut my nuts, and I didn't say anything.
The
you
peasants,
cut your
the
nuts?
Voice of the peasants.
Cut my nuts.
I am the voice of the peasants.
Yeah.
Me and Bernard.
Yeah, that's another thing that those dumb bitches do.
They call him
Bernard Sanders. Like, that's supposed to be a fucking insult.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. He sounds black.
What's
now,
like calling?
Actually.
Yeah, it's like calling Barack Obama Barry.
Yeah, that sounds tight.
Yeah.
Barry Obama sounds like he plays a
How about we start calling
flute?
Barry Weiss Barack Weiss?
Barack Hussein Weiss.
Yeah. I saw a dumb tweet from somebody that was like, about Bobby Jindal or whatever. It's like all the people that get mad about Barack Hussein Obama are probably going to be pretty pleased about Priyush Bobby Jindal or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you understand that the point of the Barack Hussein Obama thing is that it sounds like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a foreign name.
Fucking idiot.
It's like whatever dumb point you're trying to make, you just exposed your own racism.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That was so funny when they thought he was the future of the Republican Party, dude. And then he opened his mouth and he just sounded like he sounded like Kenneth from 30 Rock.
He really does.
Yeah.
He sounds like a man that's never gotten pussy in a day in his life.
Hi. How's it going?
Imagine how poorly Bobby Jindal fucks, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's so little and skinny.
Yeah.
He's probably got bad dick game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a high-pitched voice. You don't want to hear that motherfucker whispering in your ear.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
You now, know Bobby, he wore suits to school. To high school.
100%.
He was the suit kid.
With a clear roller backpack.
You know what would be a cool combo? What? Suit kid, but also kid who pulls his pants all the way down.
That would be awesome.
Who fully removes his suit to become naked.
Yeah, he puts it on a hanger and takes a piss at a urinal.
He gets butt ass naked.
That would be good.
Miles, why are they laughing at you? Did you take your suit off again? No. Yes, he did.
It gets wrinkly. I wanted to get wrinkles before speech, the big speech tournament.
The big speech tournament.
Mm-hmm. That guy's in speech, dude.
Is he?
Of course he is.
Did you see this article about how Bill Hicks is canceled?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I sense it's, you guys.
It really makes sense to cancel him. Yeah.
But if you read the article, it's weird. It's The Guardian interviewing like open micers in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they don't even make a point about how he's misogynist. It's like, yeah, he does yelling and stuff.
It's like toxic.
Yeah, they actually were way like...
It's the way...
They're like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
He says some stuff that doesn't hold
right,
up.
Because like, yelling is like rape.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about it. If you really think about it, it's almost like he's right in you. he's his voice. It's almost right. He's like right, betting you over and putting a gun in your pussy. If you really think about it.
That is.
Yeah,
so
that article is ruled. And especially to drop it on the 25th anniversary of his death. I
know.
That
was awesome.
That's sick. Drag him.
Yeah.
No, it's great, dude. I want more of this shit. I wanted to get to a point where it's like
what is
every comedian except Nanette is bad.
Yeah.
I don't even want it to be Nanette is good. I want we hate everybody but Nanette.
Dead or alive.
Yeah.
Nanette's coming through with the follow-up, dude, apparently.
She got Nanette, too?
Nanette, too. It's called, like, Fred or some
it's
shit.
It's called, yeah, Turtles in Time. Yeah. Secret of the Ooze.
Hell yeah, dude.
Teenage Nanette Ninja Turtles.
His name's something stupid.
Michelangelo, he was raped. Donatello, he was also raped. Leonardo, he's the one that's a little bit more chill, but he was also raped. Yeah, Teenage Nanette Ninja Turtles. Teenage Nanette Ninja Turtles. Teenage Nanette Ninja Turtles. Turtles, I was raped.
Turtle power.
Turtle being raped.
Yo, you think Splinter raped the turtles, dude?
Did he?
Child molested them, maybe.
Splinter was a Japanese man trapped in a rat's body?
Yeah, yeah, because of sorcery or something. Or was it chemicals?
No. Splinter, and I didn't watch, I mean, I watched the show.
You know what, you're
I remember
right.
the movie. He was the pet of like a samurai.
Oh, yes.
And then
he trained. He watched him and did all the moves.
Yeah, Shredder killed his master or whatever.
And then he became big from slime.
Remember the movie starts with a little rat?
Yes, I really do. Now that you're talking about it,
yeah,
I really
that's
do.
Cute.
Yeah. That is, I literally am seeing it exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
in
right.
A little cage and he's doing.
Who's
karate.
The hockey?
I studied my master and trained the moves.
Yeah. Who's the hockey mask guy?
What hockey? Oh, Casey Jones.
Casey Jones.
Yeah.
And he gets some pussy off April.
Played by Greek actor.
That's right.
Elias, what's his name?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but it's a point of pride.
Yeah.
A great point of pride for the community.
He's one of the top five.
Well, it was funny because it's like he did that movie, and I think right after that he went completely bald.
Yep.
And it was like, well, that's the end of you.
Yeah, it really uh-huh. And it literally was. Yeah. He was a fucking
That's why Billy Zane is a genius.
100%.
Because he started going slightly bald and he just shaved his head completely. And he's like, yeah, give me a wig.
Wigs, I'm hot
just
as
put
shit.
A wig on me.
I'm beautiful, give me a wig.
Yeah, just let me wear wigs.
Should I get a wig?
Yeah, you should.
Of
a Billy Zane
you
wig.
Should, dude.
People are going to be like, is that Billy Zane?
After I do John Wick for Halloween, I'm going to do Billy Zane.
Honestly, Titanic would make a way more sense if someone who looked like you played the husband.
That's true.
It's like he's a rich
guy.
Why is
she cheating
that's
on
handsome
hot ass
and
Billy
smart.
Zane.
Yeah. He's bringing her on vacation. I mean, I've made this point before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so
some fucking guy from
I don't get how an also hot guy but a different style of hot guy would make sense then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's greedy of her.
Because she's a shit lib. That's why.
Yeah. She's a cunt. Rosie is
she
a
wants,
cunt.
She wants to pander to the working class until it's time to share your door or whatever once the ship sinks. And then those people can fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Billy Zane is pretty much the OG cuck for that role.
He truly got cucked. Wildly up and down.
But he
that
lived.
Shit.
He lived, right?
I love that he stole some poor guy's daughter to be like, please, I'm all she has.
Yeah. Yep.
And but it's also like, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense because it's like, what do you, the rest of the kids are like just not on the boat with their parents?
Right. No, they get their moms.
Yeah, but you know, children. So, but listen, hey, hold on. Well, now I got, what's next? The violin guy is gonna, they get their own boat or something? Or?
I want, yeah.
I don't know, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, there's many different angles you can come into this show. Yeah.
You know what they could have done? They could have used that Kathy Bates as a flotation mm-hmm. device.
Everyone
right
crawls
there.
Into her pussy.
Yeah.
It's that's like the whale from Pinocchio.
Big, that's a big, big woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the blubber. Movie where she's naked?
Yeah, because she's also, Schmidt? She's new money, so she's sympathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did she get rich?
I was the first woman to invent camming. Nobody liked big pussy until you put it on the internet.
Worker.
Yeah, yeah. Me, I'm a proud, loud, big fat bitch. I made all my money being a big bitch. Kathy Bates, Chatterbait, Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chatty Bates.
She's Chatty just fucking Bates. Doing a fucking, what's the Morse code? But she's tapping it on her pussy.
Yeah. Sir, there's a huge bitch about 15 clicks south of here.
Fuck. Yeah. I want to see the movie where, what did Billy Zane do with that girl? Did he raise her as his daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, does he wait?
Well, he
kind of
groomed
and fuck her.
Well, he makes her trans, and then the sequel to Titanic is There Will Be Blood.
Oh, interesting.
What else was he?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm a family man, you will agree.
No, I won't.
Shut up. Look what they've done to my boy.
Hey, that's him after they cut his dick off to make him trans. Yeah.
I did that.
Dad, it was my choice.
I actually got a writing job by pitching the trans father as a sketch.
Oh, yeah. They massacred my boy.
Look how they massacred my boy. Yeah.
May your first child be a masculine child.
Look how they massacred my boy.
Damn.
You come to me on this, the day of my daughter's transition.
Damn, Sonny with tits and a pussy. Yeah. That would be an aggressive woman. I don't know that I'd like to have sex with James Caan as a woman.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's kind of barrel-chested. You can imagine a pair of tits on there.
I guess. Kind of like Stormy Daniels. She does have those.
Yeah.
She has that wide.
She's got kind of a powerful.
Powerful. Power titty. Not that good look, honest. Not that
Stormy?
I mean, it doesn't really appeal. Although, she was the porn star from 40-Year-Old Virgin, wasn't she?
You can count. You can bet on it.
Oh,
I would love to bet on it.
Where
at?
BetDSI.com.
Hell yeah. I love BetDSI.com.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they fucking pay out winners, dude.
They pay out winners, dude. If you're a loser, stay the
get
fuck off.
Get the fuck
off.
Out.
Get the
pedophile
fuck off the
Josh
website.
Or whoever.
As you know, 97% of our listeners
fucking loser.
Are winners and first responders.
That's right. And pussy getting.
And pussy getting winners and first responders. And they only win at BetDSI.com.
That's right. They got so much good shit, man. They got a fucking mobile app.
One of the things I like the most about BetDSI.com is that they have a ticket system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you put in $1,000. Let's say you gamble on something, you win like $6,000. You don't get some fucking boring $6,000 back.
Nope.
You get $6,000 worth of tickets to their
tokens.
To their cool gift shop where you can get things like
vampire teeth.
Yeah, like merge. Vampire teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
rings with spiders
right,
on them.
An inflatable bullet bill from Mario that costs yes. The equivalent of $75. Yeah. I was like, I love when Dave and Buster's fucked up and they added, like, you could just buy the shit in
right.
the cage or whatever.
Right.
And then you see what
like,
they're charging for it, and it's like, oh, this ruined
it's such
me.
A ripoff.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a pair of night vision goggles at Dave and Buster's when I was a kid, and I was like, man, if I could get those night vision. Yeah. And then I just, of course, was imagining myself spying on girls trying to
right,
like,
right.
put on their clothes.
Seeing green titties. Just,
right.
Yeah.
Me going around my neighborhood at like 8 years old as a peeping Tom. That was the fantasy that I had. So if I could be good enough at... at Time Crisis 2 to spy on the
jack
human.
Off to seventh yeah. graders.
And that's right. That's what fucking Bet DSI mm-hmm. lets you do.
That's what yeah. they stand behind
every,
as a company.
Every game you win, you go on BetDSI.com, you play poker, right? Uh-huh. I'm assuming it's a poker website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Exclusively online poker.
Yeah. BetDSI.com, the premier. They got Monopoly. They got mm-hmm. Life.
You can flip a coin and take a video of it and be like yeah. heads or tails.
Right. You take the video of you flipping a coin. You mail it to your friends. And then BetDSI works as some sort of escrow service.
You have your hand like this.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. You have it covered.
Yeah.
So they can't tell until yeah. the end.
But it just makes BetDSI makes me think of that casino scene from the movie Mafia. You remember that?
What's
there's like a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people sitting at like a card table or whatever, and the above it just says you lose the money or whatever. And the guy puts the money down. And he's like, you lose.
Yeah. Mafia was good, man.
That movie's hilarious. My favorite line in that movie is when it's like supposed to be like old New York or whatever, and that like WAP immigrant is like, Anthony, come to the duck fights. And he just holds up a duck that's got boxing gloves.
Yeah. I remember that part.
I was like, oh, that's... Because it's so stupid.
So stupid.
Anyways, unlike this show, we're promoted or sponsored by BetDSI.com.
And Kathy Bates.
And Kathy Bates. The premier sports betting website. They got 24/7 customer service. They got an award-winning mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
24/7, you can use the app and call up their customer service from anywhere in the world.
That's right.
This is the only app that offers this feature.
The only one, dude.
The only one where you can bet on stuff.
Yep.
And they've been in business over 20 years.
What? Are you fucking shut up?
Think about that.
Are you lying?
1999.
That's a long ass time.
I know. Back when Tony Hawk was still the king of the fucking world.
When he was king.
When he was king.
When Hawk was king.
I would have bet he would have been president. I mean, yeah. I still would bet,
I mean, he probably could be president.
If Tony Hawk ran against Trump, do you think he'd win?
Tony Hawk would win.
Do you think Eminem would beat Trump?
That's like our few. Yeah, Eminem would for sure beat Trump.
You think? That takes a lot of his base, bro.
That's all, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess so. But if he did that gay-ass rap again, mm-hmm. maybe Trump would win.
Imagine a million noises. I've got boys is in my basement because now I'm doing gay shit with a 7-year-old. These holes are all over my nuts. I'm getting old, but who cares? Because I stay young by fucking a kid. I'll do a bid for that's
pretty good, man.
That's his whole thing.
That sounds
exactly like him.
That's basically
that
him.
Was no, but it's more like this. Awfully hot coffee pot. Mm-hmm.
It's a guy from Boston.
No,
it's a gay guy from Boston.
I lost it.
Oh, you lost it?
Yeah. Awfully hot coffee pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds gayer and from Boston now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that kind of sounded Boston. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for telling me I did it wrong so you could do that.
Yeah,
Nick did freestyle, which was impressive, honestly.
That was a good freestyle.
And then you just kind of said the bars that he has already written twice.
Yeah, the first...
In a bad impression. As a gay guy for Boston. Yeah. Which, if you wanted to participate, that's fine. But to tell me that I did it wrong.
Right.
I don't know about if the guy
you know where
from
you can't
Boston
go wrong,
gay.
Though?
At BetDSI.
It's
literally impossible to lose.
You can't
lose.
They
offer live in-game wagering. You know what that is?
Hot coffee.
Live in-game wagering. So you're watching the big game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are. I'm playing Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching the game. I'm recreating my childhood.
Wow.
You know?
That's awesome.
As a grown child. My child.
For real?
BetDSI is a great mobile app that's easy to use from anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering. You know what that means? You're watching the game.
Yeah.
And you can change your mind.
Yep, for sure.
You make plays throughout the entire game.
Yeah, which is awesome.
You know?
I love that.
Plays. Like Tom from Miller's Crossing.
That's mm-hmm. a good. That's the name of a play.
It's a bad play, Leo. We got to go on BetDSI.com. Yeah. We got to put down $40 at the Danes having gay sex. Jesus, Tom. There's no way of knowing that. Listen, I'm going to ask Steve Buscemi to marry me. You don't want to do that, Leo. Why? Yeah. Such a sweet girl.
Is he in that movie? How old? I thought it was.
Is he only in one scene?
He's literally only in one scene.
Yeah. Hmm.
Pretty cool.
I rewatched that
Jesus,
movie.
Tom, we're just talking.
Pretty cool.
Why is Dean going to find out about that?
Yeah, I love that movie. That so movie good. Is great. I love it almost as much as I love BetTheSI.com.
That's right.
So let's get through this here. What are we going to be betting on this week, folks?
Well, tonight, if you're listening to this today, I'm perusing the games. You know, Clippers at Jazz, the Clippers are getting 9.5 points. They still want to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
What are the Clippers? It's named after, like, haircut place?
I think a shitty little boat.
Oh, okay. I thought that was weird.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Whole, like a,
oh, great clips.
Yeah, like a haircut team.
A haircut there, I think, was like $3.
What?
Yeah, I think it was the cheapest haircut.
There's Supercuts, there's Clippers. Mm.
Great
there's...
Great Clips was cheaper.
Great Clips.
I used to go to Haircuttery.
Yes.
Haircuttery.
But my barbershop was the Haircuttery behind the Roy Rogers across from Lake Forest Mall.
There you go.
And now we're painting a picture.
Yes, which I did not... I thought that Roy Rogers was gone.
It's still there?
It's still there. Because somebody called me out on it. They're like, it's still there. And I got...
Really?
Yeah. I went and saw my dad, and it's still there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a roast beef Sammy?
No. I guess I just stopped going to Roy Rogers.
Yeah, probably.
And that's what happened.
I think it was a haircuttery, was in the front of East Point Mall, the entrance by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And McDonald's is no longer there. And by Aladdin's Arcade, that's no longer there.
It'd be interesting if the McDonald's is still there. And
it's not.
We have a weird thing with haircuts. And
I don't think it is. But you know what is still there? The Brass Hen, which is a Chinese fried chicken spot. So check it out at East Point Mall.
Cool.
We're also sponsored by East Point Mall.
Yeah. East Point Mall in conjunction with BetTheSI.com. They're the same company. A lot of people don't know. So when you sign up, make sure you use promo code COME120 so they know we sent you. When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out. You can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before
right
you played
front.
At the tables. It's got a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble.
We love gambling there.
If you use promo code COME120, up to $1,000, they're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which would turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with.
Hell yeah.
So if you like playing with shit, you know what I'm talking about?
Like my dick and balls?
Quit playing with your penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You kids got to... all right, so once again, that's BetTheSI.com. Come 120, let's start the show.
Bow, wow. Bow, 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 wow. I'm gay. Mm-hmm. Bow, 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 bow. All right.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
What are you doing? Is that like AC/DC or something?
I think what it was, I wasn't really thinking.
You know
as
what shirts?
Want to
now
do.
That I have the ability to make shirts and get them, I tried to learn screen printing when I was like 20.
Uh huh.
And I couldn't do it. I just kept fucking it up with some like cheap fucking screen printing kit my roommate had.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I want to make shirts that it's like the AC/DC logo, but it's ABDL for Adult Baby Diaper Lover.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would watch that. Yeah. I would wear that.
You would
I'm gonna
watch
make,
that shirt.
I would wear. Yeah. I would
I'm
wear
gonna
that
make.
Shirt.
I'm gonna make Bernie T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Sell them online. Give all the money to Trump.
What?
Or battered women.
No, dude.
What's worse?
Who are more harmful to society?
Yeah. You know it'd be great if Bernie Sanders like completely copied Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and won.
That would actually
So he's like, I'm here with Beyonce in Cedar Rapids and we're chilling. It just works.
Yeah. Just Bernie with Cardi B and the fucking City Girls.
Well, Ellen, I will tell you I've been doing the nay-nay lately. Most recently I've been involving myself in the nay-nay.
That would rock my cock.
Yeah.
It would be. Listen, I bet you could get more people to be like, to vote for Bernie if they were like, imagine how mad it would make Hillary. That's how you fucking get center like Republicans.
Just what do you like, mean? Oh, like as a troll.
Think
to,
about how much.
As a troll
she would
to
hate
crooked.
It. Yeah.
To make crooked get.
She would hate. She would hate it more than Trump winning. For real. I bet Hillary would rather Trump win again than Bernie.
It would be interesting to see, like, because I would like a rehash of the 2016 election. Like, I want Hillary to run to see how many people
who vote for Hillary do not vote for Bernie in the general election.
Yes.
When it's like the stakes are even higher this time because of the incumbency.
They won't.
They won't.
They'll be like,
well, it would probably be like a horrific number. Probably like 45% of them.
Everything
won't vote.
That they fucking accused Bernie Sanders people of doing, they will do. They will actually do, and worse.
Right.
Well, in 2008, like more Hillary people voted for McCain than Bernie people.
25% of them.
Yeah. Of course they did.
25% of them went to McCain because they didn't want to support
him. And then she was leaking pictures of him in a turban and shit. Like Hillary was like fucking. She was the one that started all the fucking birther
dirty.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch, dude. Fuck Hillary. God damn.
I hope she comes back though.
I do
that
too.
That would rule, dude.
That would be hilarious.
I would love it if and then they like there's somehow we get rid of the Electoral College at the same time that we get rid of presidential term limits.
Mm-hmm.
They think that that's like a good move.
Yeah.
And then that's when Trump starts winning the popular vote.
Yeah.
And then it's every 4 years Hillary loses to Donald Trump over and over and over again.
It's what we deserve.
Until the Chinese invade.
I'm enlisting in the fucking Red Army, dude.
Yeah.
When that shit happens.
The Bread Army?
The Bread Army, yeah. I'm fucking General Sourdough in that motherfucker, dude. I'm a five-star ciabatta general when that shit happens. Damn, now I'm thinking about the Bread Army for real.
Yeah. The Bread Army would be cool.
I want to eat a big loaf.
A big loaf of bread.
I'm trying to think of bread army puns, and I'm getting stuck here.
Okay, let's see here. What kind of? We have to start with different kinds of dough. Different kinds of
sourdough. Wait, didn't we fall into this trap a year and
a
half ago?
We did it with bands.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was wondering why Pantera bread kept coming
up in my head.
Because I'm like, well, there's Panzer tanks, and that doesn't really fit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But why do I keep thinking of Panera and Pantera?
Yeah,
That's why.
Bread Zeppelin.
Because this is one of the critical failures of my career. It was falling short with Bread Zeppelin and and Kozzy Osbourne.
That's good.
Oh, Kozzy, the sandwich restaurant.
But a bit of a stretch because I think we went from Pantera to Kozzy Osbourne.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was like, well, if we did Panera, but Panera bread in and of itself was kind of a stretch. We don't have to relitigate the bread.
All right, let's get to work, I guess.
I
kind of
want to just listen to that episode, bread, though.
Play it on one of our mics?
You want to do a clip set sometime?
Yeah, we should, honestly. Mm. We should Mystery Science Theater our own show and be like, oh, yeah, that was funny. Oh.
Instead of Taoism, it's Doism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're thinking of Chinese bread stuff.
Well, yeah, because it's Red Army and then Bread Army. But, I mean, you could do any kind of military shit.
Yeah.
You know, the options are wide open with this one, and we're failing here.
Yeah.
Colonel, so that's, you could be like,
the Croissantinistas.
Croissantinistas. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Bayonet.
Yeah.
Oh, like a bayonet.
Yep.
Pumper Nickelback. Oh, that's a band. That's not.
You're just doing it again.
Not only that, was probably something someone else said on the bread episode.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's very possible. The odds are.
I'm not calling you out for
we
it.
Can
I don't know.
To
but
it.
Odds are.
We can if I was a bet DSIing man, I would say.
Yeah. Well, we could bet on that. We can listen back. Let's listen to the whole bread episode. How long
in the middle of an episode.
I can't. I would love to just do a come down clip show.
That would be. But just we're doing it on our
phones. But to really produce it well, where it's like, man, we've had so much fun. Remember that time?
Yeah.
Just put it in there, and then we'll just cuts back to us laughing.
Yeah.
That would get great. That would be great.
That would be great.
I would love to do The Dream is an episode entirely in Mandarin Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We could do it.
Probably. I mean, I would have to write an hour of Mandarin Chinese.
Do we know any Mandarin Chinese people that can help us?
No, we don't.
What about your old roommates?
They would not help.
Yeah,
they might.
There might be. I bet you we know a person.
I'm sure they don't remember me either.
Yeah. Well, how many white people do you think they've lived with?
I don't know.
You're probably
they definitely remember you.
You're probably,
Nick,
the foremost honky in their lives.
You don't think that you think that they would forget about you ever?
Hey.
Those people don't have memories, dude.
What's going on?
They're
here?
Always moving forward.
The bread army, huh?
Oh, okay. Let's get back to that.
Commandos.
Yeah.
Commandos.
Easy money.
Well, don't say easy money because no one said it.
Right. I'm saying good. Yeah, we're getting rolling.
That's a switch.
You don't have to take it all as a. I'm saying good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a positive that we're getting the easy money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you start.
Mm-hmm. SEAL Team 6 grain. Like a 6.
Okay.
Like a 6 grain.
I don't know, okay, man. I don't know,
okay,
about that one.
All right.
PETA, you know, what we do with PETA?
PETA.
People for the
PI.
Yeah, but they're economic or they're environmental terrorists.
Okay. So. Oh wow, we're really stretching.
No,
the already.
No, we're being creative.
Okay. Let's see here.
It's so funny how many TV shows, like, this is, like, what work is during the day.
Yeah, that is true.
Is doing this kind of shit.
And actually maybe...
And making $4,000 a week to do it.
Yeah. making...
For, like, At Midnight or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have that show on TV?
No. But you can't keep old Chrissy down. He's back. He's working.
How about Rat Midnight? And it's a show where Chris Hardwick is just eaten by rats. It's a bunch of. He's at the bottom of a cage, and he's like, "Star Trek: The Next Generation." you know, I don't know. Right, Batman, Garfield. You know, the Joker. Renaissance Festival. He's slowly consumed by the rats. like T2. No, he's just throwing out references to nerd bullshit.
Yeah, nerds.
While he sinks into the pile of rats like the Terminator.
Oh, that's good.
And he's like, look at me, sinking into the pile of rats like the Terminator. Because that's also a reference that he would make.
That is true.
You know, because there's zero difference between me and Chris Hardwick.
You guys, yeah.
You and Chris
Hardwick?
You
treat women the same.
We're both billionaires.
You don't play mind games with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like Chris Hardwick.
No, he does, dude. He does big time.
Every night I force my wife to play Trivial Pursuit with me. And she loses.
Damn. And she and
you
if
better
she wins,
be careful,
you don't
man.
See
You're
going to
get called out for
she's
that.
She's just got like bruises all over her face and like the blood is like trickling down from her nose. And she's like, you memorized all of the cards already. And I'm like, is it my fault that you didn't? From my gaming chair.
Just you and your wife alone. And you're beating her in Trivial Pursuit.
Physically
beating her.
Because I've memorized all of the cards.
Just spending 4 hours doing that.
A husband. Under God.
God wouldn't have a problem. Yeah. All right.
Crust? Were you gonna say crust?
Yeah.
But I don't know for what. Crust Cole from True Detective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's kind of like the army. He's
Tom is a piece of flatbread.
Oh, flatbread. Nice.
That's right.
Crust Cole.
And scene. And I just imagine we ran across the stage like a horrible improv show.
Yeah.
And it's a new scene.
Yeah. Were we joking about going to like the Wit or whatever, the Source, and then everything is like, oh, I'm gay and I'm sucking your dick.
Yeah. Going to some improv jam and we're like an indie troupe and we're just like, pretending to suck each other off every scene. We're like,
we're gay guys.
We're
having gay sex.
We're homos.
We're homos with each other.
And just running across and starting a new one.
Just
and it's
clapping
like,
it. The, We're at the gay sex museum. It's like, oh, I'm a caveman. I'm gay sex.
Me like you.
Me like gay sex. Caveman. Then a million years later, oh, say, governor, the colonies would be even better if we were to butt fuck each other.
One of the worst things in the world is when they do, like, someone's playing piano and they make up, like musicals. Have you ever seen that? Like,
I've never seen
singing
that.
Improv? Mm-mm. Oh my God, it's brutal.
No, that sounds horrible. Yeah, it is fucking horrible to do improv.
I hate performance. I hate comedy. I hate music.
Oh, speaking of performance that Nick's going to hate, we're going to be in D.C. on March 30th. Mm-hmm. We're doing a live stand-up show at the Black Cat. We're coming back. We're doing a live stand-up show, the early show, and then the late show will be a live podcast. So come see both shows. It's going to be fun. Where it's part of the D.C. Underground Comedy Festival. Those tickets are on sale now. Some of you already bought some. Please go buy them, and we'll tweet about it and all this other shit, too. And actually, I believe my friend Adam, do you have some things to plug?
Yeah. I'm going to be in Chicago and Milwaukee and Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Hell yeah.
With Racine.
Major markets.
Major markets.
Hitting the major markets first.
Dude, I'm hitting all the big cities like Eau Claire.
Oh, how about the Eclair force?
Eclairborn. Eclair, Wisconsin.
Eclairborn.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more of a dessert, but we will take whatever we can
sure,
get.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's bread with custard in it. But that counts.
I do fuck with the Eclairs.
March 22nd, Chicago, 23rd. Milwaukee, 24th. Eau Claire.
You're a little road dog that weekend before DC.
And then, and then we have Funny Moms the next night.
Mm-hmm. Next night, and then March 30th, like we said, and big then the show. Following weekend, please we're come in DC. To that.
And I'll be out with Mike Racine, who's a very talented, much more talented stand up comedian.
Mm-hmm. Italianted.
Italianted. Mm-hmm. And I'll post the links on. Twitter
special today. Bread education.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah, your son's got Doane's syndrome. Doane's. Yeah. Well, the doctor said my brain is made out of dough. I'm sorry, but your son's brain is made out of uncooked dough. Oh my God, what does that mean? Well, he's just retarded.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, you can tell what it means. You've hung out with him.
Yeah, that's you've seen him try to navigate the refrigerator.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Chautism.
Choctawtism.
I didn't check, but did anyone call Nathan Phillips shitting bull?
No, that's good, though.
It is good, because he's a liar.
Yeah.
What I've always said is that I have never stepped foot in South Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Just that cut the. That I'm a Vietnam vet. Yeah. You know?
Poor guy just theater. Telling his lies like a crazy old guy, and then he had to get on TV.
It's really not his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fucking media's fault.
Yeah. How many fucking dumb motherfuckers claim to be in the army?
Of course, he's just some like drunk.
Yeah.
You know what? He seems like a pretty chill guy.
Yeah.
If it weren't for all that bullshit, he's like a guy that you would just take with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I'm sure. Oh, you shot a grenade launcher at Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Like, that's cool, man.
Yeah, that would be a cool guy to hang out with at the bar and just listen to his bullshit or whatever.
Yeah. You could spend a couple hours just kind of leading him on and seeing how much you could get him to
lie. And then what happened? Yeah.
Buy him a fucking sandwich. Make him suck your
dick. What?
Yeah, this episode kind of peaked with big bitch Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
I made all my money being a big bitch. That's why they got me here on the boat, because I made all my big bitch money, and now I'm the big bitch on the boat.
Mm-hmm. The big bitch of the West.
Don't you see her pussy or something in About Schmidt?
Yeah.
You don't see her pussy.
You see her tits.
You see her big old
in her,
tits.
In her bush. You get tits and bush.
You get bush?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's full frontal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
No.
I remember people being mad about that shit, too.
They're like, I'm not trying to fucking see that shit.
Just an old lady was naked in a movie?
Yeah, because you see that shit.
Oh, no.
Nah, stop's upset.
I mean, I'm upset, but whatever. Yeah.
I mean, the kimono's nice.
Mm-hmm. Pull up Rosario Dawson's
tits. Does Sam B do full frontal in her show?
Yeah, her pussy's out every single
time. You can see her pussy when she's like... Mm-hmm.
I went to go talk to real working class people. She finds like... You see that segment?
No.
She went to like Pittsburgh to meet up with like the black women that represent the real working class.
Mm-hmm. Who are they?
I don't know. They're like nurses and stuff. She's like, yeah, coal miners don't exist.
What?
Yeah.
What? I got to say, Rosario Dawson is so fucking hot.
She's amazing. Yeah.
God.
Shout out to Rosario.
Do you see the front line on Black Lung?
Jesus Christ. I'm about to watch Alexander.
It's insane. I don't know. They changed something with like the way mining works or produces all this like silica dust. So now miners just get Black Lung. Like, I mean, it's like worse now than it's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit sucks, dude. Poor miners, dude.
There's something
weird
about Rosario Dawson.
What?
Yeah. What are you talking about, dude?
Look at this pic. Is fucking
She's
hot.
She's fine.
Look at this shit, dude.
Do you remember the movie Kids? She was in that too, right?
I don't know. She's got like... She seems like she's wearing a human skin.
No.
You know what I mean?
What are you talking about, Nick?
She looks like some kind of like...
sexy alien?
No, not like a shapeshifter or something.
Don't give a fuck.
She was Bernie.
She can shape shift her pussy on top of my nuts, as far as I'm concerned. If she shapeshifted into a man while I was fucking her, I wouldn't be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But
how about a mutant whose power is he's a shapeshitter? And he can like shit out Play-Doh shapes.
That would be good.
He can morph
little
his
star
asshole.
Asshole.
That's the thing I didn't get about X-Men is these are just supposed to be like genetic variations, and it's like, what qualifies what's a mutant and what isn't?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have
great question.
Joke about
yeah, the guy with a
very little
the guy with a really small dick being in the Xavier Academy, and he's like, small dick guy. Like, we didn't have the heart to tell him. It's not a superpower. He's like, can I come on this mission, guys? They're like,
why don't you hang back?
Why
here?
Did you
maybe someone with a very little pussy can come into the school and need to be fucked.
And then Magneto is like, the only way you can rescue Wolverine is if someone fucks this child without killing it. They're like, fuck! What are the odds? How the fuck did we not? God damn it!
Poor small
dick. And Beast's like, let me try. And they're like, no, Beast! They're like, you lose. I'm sorry, Professor. I thought maybe I could do it. He's got infant blood all over his crotch.
Shout out to Frasier being Beast in the last one that Brett Ratner directed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I fucking love Frasier, dude. I fucking love Kelsey Grammer.
Me too, man. He's such a natural talent.
Dude, it's crazy how
undeniable talent.
How well this Ed Buck thing is like staying out of the news.
What's Ed
what
Buck?
Thing?
Ed Buck, the Democratic donor that murdered two gay
guys.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
But I mean, it's like there's a lot of things where it's like, how about this? It's like all this whataboutism and the media doesn't want to be like probably participate in like this whataboutism. But like he's murdered two gay black guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, and it's like,
and like one is like, okay, I guess with a good enough lawyer, there's not enough evidence. You could say it was an accident.
Yeah.
But like 3 weeks later, the exact same shit happened.
And it's
but
like you have to you have to fucking
party?
Talk.
He gives them
he's
money?
Like, yeah, he's a huge donor or whatever.
Well, I'm surprised. I think that it seems like the Epstein thing is looping back around on the guy.
Well, it's because of like,
Secretary
the hard work
of Labor
from the folks
guy.
At the Miami Herald who will probably all commit suicide in the next
Acosta.
6 months.
What's his name? Acosta.
I don't know the names of the journalists at the Miami Herald.
No.
I know it's not.
The Secretary of Labor
that's not who's doing
U.S.
You
attorney.
Didn't listen to what I said. You
I know. I heard
continued
what you
said. On. And
the Miami Herald, like, had those, like, you know, that long expose, and then they've been reporting on it ever since then. Yeah.
So you think they're gonna die? They're gonna get got?
Well, what they found was like the deal, like
there was some.
It's pretty insane that guy is now the labor secretary.
There was some like Playboy model or whatever in Argentina that like announced that she had evidence of a pedophile ring or whatever. And so, like, started because she was like this like call girl for elites basically,
right?
And claimed she had like evidence of a pedophile ring and like posted it on social media. She's like, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to die of a drug overdose. She's like, I have hard evidence of this. And then she died of a drug overdose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then, like, the media was posting pictures of her, like, naked body trying to shame her afterwards.
That's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
What are the pictures? Where are the...
Yeah. How big are her tits?
She look good?
Well, she was already a nudress. A lady of the titty.
I'm going to have to do some more research.
A lady of the titty.
Yeah. You know what? Most of these stories don't really apply. I'm really that interested, but this one I'm going to do a little more research
on. Look how nice this cat is.
Yeah, your new cat is really nice.
Yeah.
Ernest Jr.
Ernesto. New Ernest.
No, I'm not going to name the cat.
Ernesto.
I don't think I like it better if the cat doesn't have a name. It's my hunting companion.
Cats never learn their name.
It was
There's
nice.
No reason for them to have
I was having like a big spring cleaning day. I was like cleaning the kitchen and shit and doing the dishes and she like found a cockroach to kill.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So it was like it was helping clean.
Yeah, good for her, man.
Yeah, it's a good cat.
You got a big futuristic litter box for her now?
Yeah.
And she respects you as a alpha master. Dom, like a dom.
The dom.
A daddy dom.
No, top. Adam, I don't fuck my pets like you do.
Yeah,
I'm just saying videos that, on the internet.
I'm just saying.
I don't have sex with my animals.
I'm just saying that's how
you like do pull. People, you do pull her nipples.
You pull on your dog's nipples
your
all the
time.
Your
pet has to respect
when
you.
No one else is around, so it's not a bit.
I don't pull on my dog's nipples when no
you
one else
do,
is around.
You do, dude. Be honest. Be honest. Don't
yeah,
lie.
But
honest.
It's not sexual.
Have you done it before?
It's just like in a tactile, it's like fun to play with.
Whatever,
her
dude.
Long ass.
Just like the pedophile defending himself in court.
Yeah.
Like, I like
Your Honor, I'm not attracted to a child's pussy. It's just it's interesting to me because it's a small, it's the same as a regular pussy, but it's so small.
I have a vaginal fixation.
I enjoy the tactile. I can appreciate the tactile difference because it's a pussy, but it's small. And the boy's penis, it's like a regular sized penis, but small.
It's littler.
As you'll notice, I also collect miniatures.
Yeah. That, you know what? If you want to establish yourself as a guy who's only in it because of the size,
yeah,
you got to start collecting dollhouses and shit. You got to start collecting, like, you know, little dioramas.
That will not play.
I think it might.
In court,
you got a shot
like
at least.
I don't know.
Things.
There was
you
some
got a
article.
Shot at least.
You like small.
Yeah, miniatures and that kind of shit.
Yeah. Like a kind of Marwan. Yeah. Welcome to Marwan.
Your Honor, it's not because they don't know any better. It's because they're tiny.
Yeah.
It's not my fault society couldn't create miniature people.
Yep.
Like miniature horses.
Oh, I guess you could fuck midgets.
Well, there was that article trying to, like, that guy who's,
my
like,
airtight
who's,
theory.
That yeah, guy whose son with autism was, like, downloading a bunch of child porn. And, like, you know, he's like, there should be a way for my autistic son to download child porn, you know, or whatever.
And it just turns out he's a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if I don't know what conclusion you're supposed
Wait,
to draw
what's
from the article.
Setup for that? He was trying to
It was like
say
an autistic teenager that got, like, arrested for downloading, like, a bunch of child pornography.
And their defense was that he was autistic?
Well, that he's autistic and, like, you know, autistic kids are, like, you know, they're not. They don't have proper social skills, so they don't get that it's, like, wrong, and they're, like, you know,
yeah.
babies
the
in the head
was
or
the
something.
Age of the kids getting
no.
fucked?
Yeah, I don't remember, but no. The answer was no.
That's so...
Yeah, and it's, like if that's... Because I guess it's a thing that happens, like, somewhat regularly, and it's like, well, then you're just going to have to keep them off the internet.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Yeah,
it'd be like,
he just keeps fucking kids. It's like, he's retarded. Yeah. So, he's going to a fucking playpen and just raping children. It's like, well,
yeah.
Come on, give him a pass.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to create another computer for those kinds of kids that doesn't actually connect to the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Give him the way you would get your little brother to play PlayStation when it wasn't their turn. Give him a keyboard and something that's not hooked up to anything.
Right.
That's the same three pictures over and over again.
Yep.
You'll never know.
Yeah. What's your take, Adam?
I think that if you're retarded, you should be allowed to be a pedophile. Is that what
that's
we're talking about?
That's a fair take. Honestly, thank you for bringing
Is that what we're talking
the opposing
about?
View.
Yeah.
I kind of zoned out there.
That's Bernie, that's Bernie like. Sanders' platform.
Listen,
if you're retarded...
We should create a system where you could download child pornography.
Makes sense to me.
Only 1% of retarded people are pedophiles, but they download 99% of the child pornography.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. There could be a national child pornography registry, you know, and it's like...
What do you mean?
It's like 10 videos that you just lend out. So there's no new porn child pornography being created.
But the guys that want to
the guys are jacking
it.
Off, so they're not raping children.
Yeah, but
that could be an elegant
after
solution.
After a while, you've seen all 10 videos, you know.
You throw some Snapchat filters on there.
Some, like, some puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Probably right now. But, okay, how about this? You seize all the child pornography, right? So that's a lot. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you rotate different. So it's like for a month, there's 10 videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get that month. And then they go back in the vault. And then you release another 10 videos. And so with all the child pornography that already exists, you dole it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of, you know. And it's like, and that way they're satiated and they get new releases every once in a while. And no children are getting fucked.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Would you, like, pay residuals to the kids that were in the videos? The actors, yeah.
I guess if you knew, yeah.
Should we be, like, paying attention to this Cohen testimony while doing the show?
I know, like, I really haven't watched any
of
it today.
What's going on? I
think it's happening right now.
It's been happening all day.
Yeah, nothing's
gonna
happen,
he said that Trump said that Donald Jr. is like dumb.
That's so awesome.
He's like, by the way, he shit all over his son.
Of course, that's so funny to have that like on the like congressional record.
Also, he submitted like the check that he wrote to reimburse him for the Stormy Daniels payoff, which he wrote after he became president.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That rocks.
I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen any of it though today. I feel like do you think anything's gonna happen? I feel like this shit happens every day now.
I mean, it might. Maybe it'll hurt. I don't fucking know. I really don't know. So look at this.
Well, what's important is that there's a lot of silence on the podcast.
I think that's. Yeah. I'm looking at Rosario Dawson fakes now. Because I've looked at all the real ones.
Yeah. See if you can find a picture of her dressed
this one's not bad.
Sub-Zero for Mortal Kombat.
This fake's not bad.
Oh.
Let me see.
I mean, I think that's she would be hot, but only if she was Sub-Zero.
Those aren't what her titties look like.
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, I want her to freeze and shatter my dick.
Would you like that? Just looking down at your
I mean, that would be cool.
Going, Bianing!
My God! Gatality.
You're gay
Why didn't
now?
They have gatalities? That'd be pretty tight, huh?
That would be good.
He's fucking my ass. And you're immortal, so you'll have to live with the trauma forever. You don't even get the release of death.
Gatality.
Oh, these are really good now. These are the ones that are just like, I love the fakes where it's like hardcore pornography. Mm-hmm. And like a picture of them, like different lighting from like the red carpet. Yes. Just like full makeup.
Yeah. That would be a cool, you know, Kathy Bates from Titanic would be a cool wrestling persona.
Mm. Like, the unsinkable. Yeah,
the unsinkable woman.
The unsinkable bitch. Woman.
Just coming down the fucking catwalk with her arms waving around. I'm a big bitch. I'm a big 1910s bitch.
Has there ever been like a big fat female wrestler?
There's one right now. I mean, she's not fat, but she's like bigger than the rest of them that are all hot as shit. And she like wears a one.
Do you
piece.
Watch wrestling?
No, I don't watch it. But I'll, you know, I have friends that watch. I pop in every once in a while.
Uh huh.
And I pay attention to the divas because, like I said, that's one of the first ways I was jacking off. So,
mm-hmm.
How about wrestling? And they just slap their tits against
wrestling.
Yeah,
I would love to be wrestled. I would love to get titties slapped.
And here come the wrestlers. The World Bride Wrestling Federation.
Yeah. Apparently the big bitch injures all the other little ones.
Because she's so powerful.
She's so powerful.
Does she fight guys?
I don't believe so.
China, I guess, was big, but she wasn't fat.
Yeah, she was like muscular, had that big old clit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got her pussy worked over by
Xbox. How'd she die again?
Getting too fucked by Xbox too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave- Xbox gave her the Bronco Buster till she died. He Bronco busted her with his dick in her mouth. And then she suffocated.
What if Bernie did suck it? Do you think that would awesome. Bring the toxic masculinity levels up an extra notch?
Well, that's going to do it for this week.
Are we done?
Yep.
Hey, a bunch of people DM'd me and shit about, if you're a lawyer, could you actually email me at stav@stavy.biz, S-T-A-V at S-T-A-V-V-Y dot B-I-Z. I do legitimately need legal assistance.
For what?
I got fucking moving violations. They might suspend my license.
So why don't you just pay them?
Because you still get points on your shit.
Yeah, but didn't you do it?
No. You didn't? I'm being framed by the law.
What happened?
That's for me and my lawyer to discuss, Nick.
But what moving violations? Texting while driving?
Handheld electronic device. I'm being framed for
that. So I was watching porn.
Do you need
driving.
A lawyer for that? Why don't you just go fucking talk to a judge? Or like a traffic court magistrate or whatever.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, they do. They have, well, in New York,
magistrate.
In New York, they don't have like the, there's an entirely separate court system for fucking traffic violations.
Yeah.
So you have to go see the count of moving violations.
You could get creative with the
wigs. You have to make an appointment, but then they pick you up in a chariot and then they take you to the estate. And then,
really?
Yeah. Then you go up to the count's house and the door shuts behind you by itself.
Oh, no. And then you look around scared.
Welcome.
Oh, he's a vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, he lives there alone.
See, I would rather.
Please,
hire
I would
a
like you to stay the month.
Would you stay with the count for a month, Stav?
Yeah.
If would it get me? Would it get my points
stop,
off my license?
Stop writing letters home. Yeah. My dearest eldest, how I miss thee! And cannot wait to come home to your loving embrace. Just kidding. I wish I could kiss you, and we were married right now.
Psych.
Listen to the children of the night.
Damn, what happens in that movie?
In Dracula?
Yeah.
You don't know the story of Dracula?
Who's the guy writing the letters?
It's Keanu Reeves.
You said
Reeves.
Like it was Keanu. Is it Keanu Reeves. Does Keanu get out alive?
Yeah. Yeah, really? Eventually. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then I'll do that.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
For sure.
You guys are lying.
No.
He becomes a vampire.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who Van Helsing is.
When you go to court, you should wear a judge's wig.
Yeah.
Oh, so the judge thinks you're like one of them.
Yeah.
So the
just
judge
big,
is like, oh, I didn't know you were in the brotherhood, fraternity.
Yeah, the fraternity.
Just going to court dressed like a fucking
like a
British
judge. Powdered wig, rosy
he's like,
ass
what are you
cheeks.
Doing? It's like, this is just my personal style.
Yeah.
That's how you ingratiate yourself to the judge.
He's like, I'm culturally a judge. I'm not...
I identify
practicing,
as a judge.
But yeah. I'm culturally.
I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could probably work. I like that idea.
It would be nice to dress up like a trans person and go to court, and the judge is like, you know, like, I'm sorry, but these violations... Excuse me! I'm not done talking yet! And then it's like, federal judge lit up for trying to talk over a trans woman.
That doesn't
back.
Work, though. Remember that big-ass lady...
Big ass
the
lady?
Blonde one. China. Who was like yelling.
And a judge?
Yeah, it went viral.
Of course it wouldn't work.
Yeah. I'm trying to get these tickets figured out, man.
What tickets?
The ones we're talking about.
What big ass blonde lady?
Or, you know.
Why don't you just threaten to
Caitlyn
kill the judge?
Jenner?
That's a good idea. I just show into the courtroom and I lift up my fucking waistband and I have a gun in there. I'm like, you're
well,
on
yeah. Who's got a ticket now, motherfucker?
Oh, like, one more thing, though, Your Honor. What do you think of this?
I bet somebody that like misunderstands the waist lifting thing up, and they don't have a gun. They just think that that's like a sign of aggression. to show people their belly. What now, motherfucker? Like, like what?
Well, that's weird. You're less hairy than I thought you'd be.
You're just your belly. I guess.
Do you know? Also, have you seen that movie Dead Man on Campus?
Yeah.
So you get straight A's if your roommate dies.
Yeah.
That's like a well-known rule at
of
every
course, every
university
college.
In
that's
America.
Well-known. Yeah.
So if Eldest dies,
oh really?
Yeah.
I get out of these tickets.
You could.
Well, what about Shutt? Can I kill Shutt?
definitely kill Shud.
Listen, I don't want to kill Shud, but I can't kill Eldest.
I mean, I like Shud a lot, too.
I love Shud, but he's got to go.
But Barack Obama.
yeah, but he's gay and he's Barack Obama, and he's got to go. All right, well, that's also the legal. We covered a lot.
Yeah.
We had Adam's Weather Corner.
The legal corner.
Thanks for letting me do that corner, again.
And we talked about Kathy Griffin or whatever being a big bitch.
And again, I'll be in...
That's funny.
I'll be in Chicago the 22nd.
Well, me, Milwaukee. I'm the big bitch on the boat. I made all my money being a big bitch.
Milwaukee the 23rd. Eau Claire the 24th.
That's right.
I mean, I'll be posting links to that on online.
And then the 30th. Come suck all three of us off in D.C.
Yeah. Later.
Right. Bye.